My guitar wants to sing number 10. The song that our brother Paul was just playing. All they that put their trust in God shall never be removed. Number 10 in the White Book.
Thank you. He will hold me with his mighty hand.
Trusting you to keep us today, Lord, walking in the way that you want us to walk, pursuing you, Jesus, and growing in God. There's so much before us today, and we want to claim all of your blessing, every way in which you want to come to us, everything that you want to do in our lives. Lord, we open our hearts to you. Lord, you've given us this day to know you better and to receive grace from you, Lord, to serve you aright, and we need that, Lord. All that you have for us, we're in desperate need of. We recognize that, and we know that you are able. You are able to impart to us that which would please you today. And so, Jesus, we thank you for another day of seeking you. We pray, Lord, that you'll strengthen our desire for you. Put desire in every one of our hearts. Lord, that helps us. When we sense a yearning for Jesus, it draws us to him, and we pray that you'll put desire in us for you and for your working in our life today. Do it throughout the whole camp, Lord. We pray that you'll set that into every life, even in the little ones. Let them get interested in Jesus and interested in receiving his blessing. Lord, you can awaken that within them somehow. And according to their understanding and what's appropriate for their particular age, we know that they can reach out to Jesus today. They can touch him and receive his blessing into their lives. And so we pray you'll help today along these lines. Bless our Sister Diane and Sister Roxana as they minister there in the cottage. We pray that you'll give them faith and love over every child.
Yes. Yes.
And wisdom, Lord, in their dealings with these little ones. Yes. Give them patience and just encourage them, we pray. And then do it for our brother Jeffrey and those counselors that are working with him. We pray, Lord, that you'll bless their lessons. We pray that practical truths will be brought forth. Yes. That will speak to the condition and the hearts of these young men. Yes. And Lord, we pray that from among them you will raise up those that will serve you with all their heart. Lord, there's such potential in the lives of these young people. And Lord, we want to recognize that and be our best for you in ministering to them the words of life. So bless today, Lord, we pray. Oh God, here in Watch Rock, we pray that you'll have your way. We ask, Lord, that your presence will hover over this place and that we will walk in the presence of God today, paying loving attention to Jesus wherever we are, on the beach, in the library, in the dining room. Lord, we pray that you'll just do something in our hearts to keep us conscious of your nearness. We pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Praise God. The other morning I mentioned something about working with children and how in some ways that seems like a thankless job. But we find that that really isn't so. I was reading Psalm 127 this morning, and it talked about children are a blessing or heritage from the Lord. And that's not just the natural children that we bear, but it's children that God brings into our lives to minister to. And it says there that they're like arrows. And I think about that sometimes. I think of my own children and other children that I've had the privilege of ministering to over the years. And you find that you have to be so careful with these tender lives. They're so impressionable, and they pay more attention to what you're like than what you say. They used to tell us when we were preparing to counsel, those boys are going to forget most of what you say, but they'll never forget you. And that's true. You talk to adults who remember being here at camp, and they might not remember the lessons that were so diligently prepared, but they'll never forget who their counselor was, and whether they liked him or not. And so, children are very impressionable. Well, I like that illustration of arrows. You know, if you've ever shot archery, you notice that you don't have to be off aim very far for the arrow to miss the target by a great distance. If I aim my arrow at the target and it goes 10 feet to the left, well, it doesn't mean that I aimed my arrow 10 feet to the left. I may have just been off a fraction of an inch. But by the time it reached the target, it went way off to one side. And, you know, we think about that with our dealings with children. You know, we have to guide them straight. And if you just, sometimes just little things that we allow, sometimes parents don't want to correct little things in their children. They think it's cute the way they act, or what's, it doesn't really matter. Some of those things they think they'll outgrow, and I'm sure they do. I've noticed that. But, you know, there are some things that, you know, if you don't make the correction, 10 years up the road, they're going to be way off to the left or way off to the other side. You know, these little choices that we sometimes think are so insignificant in our lives have great bearing on our future. And so we have to pray that God will help us and give us wisdom in the little things. You know, we ought to pray about the little choices that we make as diligently as we pray about the big ones. You know, when I have a big decision to make, I can get on my knees and I can call on God and really trust God. And other things, I think, well, I can handle that, and that's just common sense. But, you know, it's good there, too, to look to God and say, Lord, above and beyond what makes sense to me, guide me. And you'll find that God does that. And then the other thought with that illustration is that, you know, your influence in the life of a child extends the influence of your life for years to come. What I invest in my children, when I'm gone, they'll continue. I can teach them to serve God and try to be a good example to them and an inspiration. And then when I'm gone, I trust that they'll follow on and keep up the good work and do better than I've done. And it goes from one generation to the next. And so just like an arrow flies far beyond what you could reach, where you could reach, so that which you invest in the lives of young people and in children will carry far into the future, long after you're gone. They'll become men and women of God, and they'll do the work of God, and they'll influence the lives of others. So we value very greatly ministry to children here at camp, and I trust in your church as well, and rightly so. You know, we have a church, let's see, it's not our church, but there's a Romanian church next door to Ridgewood, and for a long time, they didn't really have any ministry to their children. They sent them over to Ridgewood then in the afternoon so they could go to Sunday school there. But they really focused on the adults. Now, there's been a change I've noticed over the years, and they've awakened to the importance of ministering to these boys and girls. But there are churches like that. They kind of put up with the kids, and they focus on the adults. And I think that's unfortunate, because we see that there's great potential in the lives of these children. And sometimes I look at the kids and I say, Lord, what are you going to do with that child 10, 20 years from now? Where are they going to be? And then I like to picture them doing a great work for God. I used to drive the van in Ridgewood, and sometimes the kids were a bit unruly. I can think of a few that never sat in their seat. They were often under the seat, and I couldn't wait to get them home. Even if they lived the furthest from church, they were the first ones home. But then I would say, Lord, make them a missionary. send them far away. No. You know, often you hear these stories of very godly people that were troublesome children, and you see what God can do. And so even the most unruly child, we can believe that God can get hold of, and God can do great things with. You know, they can use some of that energy for the kingdom of God, and that's good. So keep praying for the children here at camp. God will bless them. And then for the children in your own church, and then parents, we need to pray diligently for our children, that God will make them the men and women of God that He's ordained them to be. Praise God. And pray for the youth workers. They need a lot of encouragement. Praise God. And we have them in our church, that some that work so diligently with the children. And they have a gift for that. Some people are really gifted along those lines. And they're patient, and they can put up with things, and they can show love. We have a sister, Elsie Keller, in our church, and all the kids love her. And she's been working with children for many, many years. And as they grow up into adulthood, they all love Sister Elsie. I heard a story of a minister that took over a church, and they wanted to give him the adult Bible class. That's usually what the minister teaches. He teaches the adults. And this minister said, "No, I want to teach the primaries." They thought that was strange. And so they granted his request, and he went and sat among the little ones, pastor of the church, and he taught them. And it turned out that that was a very wise choice, because those little kids fell in love with him, and they loved him all the years they grew up. And so he developed a relationship with the children that carried on all those years as he ministered in the church. And so, again, our ministry to children is something that God has appointed, and we ought to see the great potential there. And we ought not to be weary in well-doing, but encourage one another and to invest all that we can in the lives of these children, so that God has something to work with as they get older. Sometimes the kids go astray. We've seen that too. But, you know, I often think, but Lord, you've invested so much in their lives. You've got something to work with. The Word of God is there. And it's just a matter of time before the Holy Spirit will revive that work and speak to their hearts again and draw them back to Himself. And so we minister to them, and then we leave the results to God, but we expect that God will do great things in their lives. Amen. Praise God. Well, let's continue to worship the Lord and be free in His presence this morning. Lord, we thank You. We thank You that this is Your camp, and that You take care of it. And Lord, we marvel as we've seen the so many changes that have occurred in the last number of years. And yet, Lord, Your presence is still here. And people still come hungry for God, and they find You here, Lord. And we praise You for it, Jesus. And we pray that You'll always keep the camp a holiness unto the Lord, and a special place where You can manifest Yourself in the way that Your heart yearns to. We ask it all in Jesus' name.
Yes, Father.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let's sing Holiness Unto the Lord. I never like to leave camp without having sung that song. And so that's number 385, I believe. 385.
34 in our white book.
A little slower,
just to be clear.